Back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Catch me if you can.
Catch me if you can. 언젠가 왔던 이곳, 언젠가 그렸던 꿈, 언젠가 스쳐간 너. We're more than halfway through a Monday edition of the Midday Grind, 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com. Charlie Marlowe alongside Matt Whitener. Just kind of bounce into this beat here as he fills in for Martin Kilcoyne.
I definitely turn this down to an acceptable level in my car and drive home to this now.
A little K-pop.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking kind of like the Korean Bieber?
Yeah, well, not necessarily. It's a girl band.
Okay.
Well,
called Girls' Generation. And within that group is Yuri, who once dated Sung Wang Oh. So I'm just trying to get him going with a little K-pop.
Should we play that when he takes the journey in from the right field fence?
They should use the song he used when he was in Korea, or maybe it might have been in the Japanese league, called Lazinka Save Us. That one is good.
Now,
that's the one he should use.
They're not together anymore, though, right? So this could be bringing up an old bad memory, potentially. We could have had a bad breakup. We don't know.
Well,
all I'm saying is,
they're going to get worse for him right now? I mean,
the only reason I bring it up is we had years ago, was it the Indians? They played the Tawny Katane song.
Oh, for Chuck
for
Finley?
Chuck Finley.
Yeah, that didn't end well.
And what? He had just got beaten up by her, I
believe. Yeah, there's some issues there.
And then so he pitches, they play that song. I think that's kind of funny. Now, no, seriously. No, I don't mean the domestic violence part. And it's the woman beating up the man in this situation. Not that that's good at all. My point, though, is I think it's kind of humorous that I think it was the Indians would do that. I understand, okay, it's probably not super professional.
No,
but
no.
It is kind of funny.
Well, so if the Cardinals really want to get this thing started, just put up a picture of guy's ex-girlfriend on the scoreboard behind him. Don't put his face up there. Put his numbers up there and then put a picture of his ex-girlfriend next to him.
That's what the XFL should have done, though. Like, you can't do that in Major League Baseball.
That's a long list of things.
You can't do that in the NFL. But in the branding of the XFL, that seems like something they should have done. Am I right?
No, that's fair. I think we could have made a lot of wrongs right with that thing, though.
As rumor has it, I was not aware of this until I was told some years ago. I mean, the classic one at St. Louis was after Brendan Shanahan maybe took up with Craig Janney's wife.
Uh-oh.
And then they end up getting married after the Janneys get divorced and such. Janney did okay for himself on, like, Playboy model or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when Janney came back into town because they traded him away after that issue happened, they played Jesse's girl as they were skating on the ice.
Oh. Who's got more stroke, baseball players or hockey players? Who do you think can walk into an establishment on Washington Avenue and have more success?
Just overall?
Yeah,
or in St. Louis?
Just in general, generic team, generic player.
That's a great question, and Cam Jansen just walked by. I feel like he'd be a good person.
He would know absolutely nothing about that.
Is my name Scotty Upshaw?
Oh.
I think when you're talking about just the professional sports leagues in the U.S. here, for example, football, in terms of your travel schedule during the season, you're at your home city in that market for 5 days a week, basically.
Yeah.
You're taking that flight to a cool city for a night. But also the fact that you play once a week, the security in those NFL hotels for that one or two nights, it's crazy. We used to travel with the Rams, and they would have a Rams security personnel member that right when you got off the elevator on their floor, they'd sit there, they had a table, they'd check people in, they would have a bunch of Gatorades or waters for them if they wanted to hydrate themselves, they would have granola bars. Now, that's football where you're playing 16 games once a week. Now you're going to have security for your NBA players and hockey and baseball, but also the fact that you're traveling all the time and you're in and out of these cities, you're staying for 3-4 days. I just don't think you can have that same type of security. I would think you're having more guys getting out and about, if they want to, in those sports.
Mm, that's fair.
But the whole baseball versus hockey, I think that's a good question. during commercial break, let's get Cam's take on that.
Yeah, we'll
and we can revisit. In the meantime, it's time for Gardner's Grinder.
If you're too careful, your whole life can become a Falca grind.
Grinding every day.
Grinding it out.
This is the grinder.
The grinder.
The grinder.
24 karat gold grinder.
Gonna try grinder for the first time.
All right, gents, first thing in the grinder today, I want to recommend an article to some folks. Go to MLB.com. It's in their Cut 4 section. Look for the headline, The Life, Death, and Rebirth of the Bullpen Cart. It's going to be the only thing you need to read for the foreseeable future. It'll change your life. Go document some of the past of the bullpen cart, however you choose it, and goes into the future a little bit as well. Could it be making a comeback? We'll find out, won't we? Won't we? So I just wanted to recommend that at MLB.com. Man.
It's called Bullpen Buggy in the first picture here.
See, there's a lot of, I'm sure there's a lot of ways to say it because it's going to depend upon what you got. Like the Mariners used to have that little steamboat or whatever. So you're going to call it different
things. It seems like that might be a missed opportunity for some branding. A couple marketing dollars.
A lot.
Bring out like a Maserati out there or something.
Teams should be on it again now. There's a few minor league teams that are back in the business.
Could you imagine seeing Zach Duke's illustrious return to Cardinal Red and the Popemobile pulling him out of right field?
I have to say, as we just had the conversation about XFL versus major pro sports and what you should and shouldn't do, to me the bullpen cart, I know we talk about it a lot, but it does feel minor league. I feel like they should do it in the minor leagues. For whatever reason, in the major leagues, I don't like it, but I think totally for the whole marketing of minor league baseball, the Toledo Mud Hens, they have every jersey. They have people wearing Sergeant Pepper's jerseys. They have them wearing Dream Team jerseys. It just seems like a minor league thing. I think they should bring it back in every minor league stadium. Can I compromise with you there? I just don't think it belongs in the major leagues. And I think some of these guys, they like to run out or walk out to kind of get their warm-up going.
I appreciate the offer, Charlie, but I don't think I can.
All right.
This is the one...
This is your sticking point.
This is the one I'm going to stand up for.
You're going to die on this hill.
I'm going to die on this hill. I got rid of the Jake Allen hiss on the big save, right? I didn't die on that one. Almost did. That would have been a bad choice probably. But this is the one I'm willing to die for.
All right.
So I think I'm going to go with this one.
Okay.
Friday, after 3 years as a little league bench coach, my career came to an end.
Now, why are you retiring?
I am retiring because Rammer is no longer going to be involved as manager because he's got a baseball complex. Not a baseball complex, but, you know, he's developing a baseball complex down at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Mm.
And so that's going to be taking up a lot of his time. So the kids are going to go separate directions now. We're trying to help them find teams. Some of them might stay together on certain teams, so we're trying to point them in.
So you guys are sending these kids into essentially Little League Baseball foster homes now.
Well, they're going to most certainly going to get upgraded coaching, I'm sure.
It kind of sounds like an expansion draft.
Yeah, well, kind of. How about that?
They're going to Vegas.
Get excited for that. That's a good way to put it. But after 3 years, it's done, so there's no more kids farting on my leg when they don't get to play first base.
Mm-hmm.
No more peeling Gatorade labels off kids' backs after they kid.
You're just listing the things you like about the job right
now. Yeah, I mean, no more dancing in the dugout. I was learning about new dances that were popular from the kids. I mean, or some of the words like lit. Things like that.
Yes.
I got to learn, like, you know, what the kids were up to. No more discussing what are the best walk-up songs on the bench.
Kids have those now?
They like to discuss it at least. We never went that far, but, you know, Justin Bieber's Baby is still a popular song with kids that are 12.
But they shouldn't have walk-up songs. Maybe if you get to the Little League World Series, I don't even know if you should have a walk-up song in high school. And I know kids do now. I'm okay with that, but I don't think a 12-year-old should get a walk-up song. You have to earn some things in life.
No more taste-testing sunflower seeds.
Mm. Sizzling bacon is my favorite.
See, you got these new flavors you just don't know about until the kids' parents start bringing them around. Stuff like that. And you know,
I'm playing softball to a place tonight that sells Chick-fil-A, and I can't do anything about it.
Are you in on the ill side?
Yeah, I'm in Fairview Heights tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Illinois side seems to serve some Chick-fil-A.
Slightly less ill, Fairview
well,
Heights.
Well, Fallon, Illinois, I know the complex out there, they like to serve Chick-fil-A. It was always a pleasant plane over there, except on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't necessarily get it then. But
you know, they sell Chick-fil-A at the Falcons' new stadium, which is funny because they can't sell it on Falcons game days.
Hmm.
I mean, take those ad dollars if you can get them.
You know what else I'm going to miss here, too?
What's that?
Kids trying to do a Johnny Cueto impersonation on the mound. I'm going to miss the shoulder shimmy.
So not kicking people.
No, not kicking people.
Oh, okay.
On the mound, not behind home plate. Stuff like that. Or a lot of the youngsters now, when they're not trash talk or anything, but, you know, just the way you talk in the dugout talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Ball talk.
It has its own rhythm, its own sound.
A little chatter?
A lot of kids now like to use the phrase kid. But, you know, It's, come on, kid.
Have a day, kid.
Yeah, kid.
Come on, kid.
That all the time. I'm going to, well, that's probably going to live on in my nightmare still. And then, you know, not catching, you know, catching flack for wearing a man bun by both the kids and parents. Stuff like that I'm going to miss. Or, I mentioned this earlier on Frank's show, the first game I ever coached was Rammer. And the manager on the other team was yelling during our pitcher's windups and stretch. And Grammer leans over to me and goes, if this jackass doesn't stop yelling at our kids' windups, I'm going to say something and no one's going to like it. And I just lean into him and say, don't leave me here alone. Going to miss all that. So I want to recommend this. Even if you want to be the creepy little league coach, like Charlie has called me, because I don't have a kid on the team. 3 years, I was the creepy little league coach.
The only reason I say that is, if you don't have a kid on the team, and then, Gardner, you know I love you, but I do think if another parent saw, if you have the man bun and you have the long hair, and this mm-hmm. is totally a stereotype, I
and
get that.
And I'm discussing
that.
Hollow Moon Theory with
yes,
the kids.
Yes, I just think people would say, man, what's that guy doing over there? And it's a totally wrong assumption because we all know and love you. I'm just saying sometimes people judge books by the cover.
Right, or I'm talking to a kid, and the parents just see that, and the kid starts yelling, you see, that's what the government does. They take away all your stuff. They're wondering, why is our kid yelling at Coach Gardner like that? What are they talking about? So I'm going to miss all those things. Even if you don't have a kid, you're getting older, I would I'd recommend at least trying to find a way to involve yourself with Little League Association. If you played, you probably owe it to someone, to others, to at least coach for a year.
That's
fair.
That's
all I would say.
That sounds good.
So, oh, okay.
Just wanted to mention that. I feel bad because we talked to Martin about his vacation. Schaefer, we haven't talked to you about yours. So I just like to get a few details, some highlights.
And also, I mean, we have a whole hour. It wasn't like we were leaving him out. Of course, we had a whole 20 minutes allotted for that.
Well, we I mean, what do you want to know? It was a good time. Had fun.
Okay.
Ate well, drank well. It was nice.
Idaho.
Yeah.
There are bears there. Did you see any bears?
I did not see any bears in person, no.
Any interesting features that you saw while in Idaho?
There were some, actually. There was this, in Idaho, really, I'd never been there, and so I didn't know the landscape and kind of what to expect with the climate. It was apparently unseasonably hot there. It was like 100 degrees every day, but it's like that dry heat almost. Down in the Boise area, lower Idaho, it's kind of almost that arid desert still,
yeah,
kind of atmosphere. But we had some nice hiking areas and some mountains and things of that nature. And in one of them, there were these big, giant boulders in this field, just a field
giant.
Full of boulders, very large rocks. But on some of the rocks, there were these like inscriptions, and it's like they can tell you, they've got even a map at the visitor center to tell you which rocks have these big inscriptions from, like, it's like ancient Indians or something, I want to say, something of that nature.
Maybe if you take the Indians out, maybe you would be correct in saying ancient aliens.
I don't know if it was aliens per se, but it was very interesting, the inscriptions.
Big rocks,
and,
you say?
Yeah, you know, huge. I mean, gigantic
did
rocks.
They look like they were moved there, and you're asking yourself, how the hell did these
I
get
don't know
there?
How they got there, to
I
be honest with you.
A lot of people would ask that question.
I think we need to just change the Grinders' name to Aliens, Bullpen Carts, and Bears. There seems to be a theme.
Yeah,
each and every day.
That would go well. One thing, you did have a comment on your hair, though, right?
I did, and this was good, and it's probably going to keep me going for at least with this similar hairstyle for the next few months. We went to an ice cream shop there in McCall, Idaho,
and it was quaint.
It really was Lakeside Town, but the young lady working at the ice cream shop. Unsolicited. I didn't say anything about my hair. I didn't bring this comment on in any way, but she just said, "I like your hairdo." It was a simple comment, but you know, it meant a lot, especially considering some of the grief I get around these parts.
Well, there's always one.
Yeah.
That's the grinder.
And she was the one.
That is the grinder. The look into the mind of Chris Gardner. And again, there seems to always be a theme. He's got his hot topics, got the Bears, got the bullpen carts, aliens, it's sad, though, that your Little League baseball assistant coaching career has ended because it seemed like a lot of fun for you. And as you said, that was good for you to give back. As you're coming up playing baseball or sports, it's always good to kind of pass that knowledge along to the young kids and then also be a good influence on them. And you learn as well. As you said, you learned a lot of new sayings, and you kind of have a pulse of...
I learned from the kids.
Of the youngsters.
Got to learn from them.
But I had four kids, my cousin's four children, staying over... last night as they're driving through from Colorado all the way to Traverse City, Michigan. So that was actually fun hanging out last night and this morning. It's just different to have the kiddies running around. And it's a good preparation as hopefully we have kids down the road to kind of get ready. There's, I think, a 12-year-old, 10-year-old, 6 or 7-year-old, and a baby that's about a year and a half. So you kind of had all the different age groups there. Hmm. We got to take a break, though. We'll be back talking medicine with Dr. Rick Lehman, talking about Matt Whitener's attempt with vegetarianism
attempt.
Or pescatarianism.
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 Yes.
We'll break that all down with Dr. Rick Lehman coming up on the other side of the break. This is the Midday Grind, 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Mega